This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 13. Today's Bible verse is from the 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. It says there, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." End of quote. Did you ever stop and think what is the foundation of your life? You must be building your life on some foundation, I assume. What is it? What is the source of authority in your life? You must have received what you believe and what you stand for from some source, I believe. I can identify at least four foundations or sources of authority that people normally draw their conclusions from. They are traditions, culture or majority opinion, reasoning and feeling. Now let us look into these categories. Number one, traditions. The people who believe in that says that this is how always been done in the past. In short, they say tradition dictates the truth. The person who would disagree with this foundation is none other than the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus said to the religious leaders of his day two things. He said they conveniently forget the orders of God and replace them with their petty rules handed down by traditions. Jesus said, and it is recorded in Mark 7:8, "For you ignore God's specific orders and substitute your own traditions." End of quote. Secondly, the next one, culture and the majority opinion. If you study the culture of communities from the very beginning until now, certainly you would discover culture and customs always change over time. Yesterday's culture and lifestyle become out of date today. Culture changes and shifts over time. If you base your beliefs on the current culture and majority opinion, your foundation invariably becomes unstable and potentially dangerous. You build your opinions on a very shaky basis. Thirdly, does it make sense? Many people make their decision based on whether it makes sense to them. They depend on their heart's intuition and understanding. However, your heart's intuition and understanding could be faulty. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Do not lean on your own understanding." Bible also lists a time in Israel's history when people went with their own understanding in Judges 21:25. It says everyone did what was right in his own eyes. This resulted in total confusion and anarchy. Going with the thoughts of our heart is not a good idea, because Jeremiah 17:9 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things." Bible says in Proverbs 14:12, it says, "There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death." End of quote. You see, you think it appears to be right. However, the way leads you to destruction. You see, our understanding and reasoning could be faulty. And then we can see another reason is feelings and emotions. This is the foundation of many people. They say, "I live according to my feelings and emotions." Certainly, some people made feelings as their foundation. They say, "If I feel good, it must be right." Watch out, your feeling can be treacherous. David felt good the time with Bathsheba, only to regret the rest of his life. Samson felt good in the presence of Delilah, only to lose his strength and both of his eyes. Elimelech felt good in leaving Bethlehem and going to Moab. However, the later tragedies proved his feeling and emotions led him to the wrong place. Ruth chapter 1. Dearly beloved, your source of authority and foundation must not be any of the above. You see, today's insight says your foundation or source of authority must be the words of the scripture, the Bible. Listen, there are reasons why you must make your foundation on the word of God. First of all scripture is breathed out by God. The source of the Bible is not human traditions, culture, majority opinion, reason, or feelings. Its source is God. The Word of God is God-breathed. It is God-inspired. It came from heaven, from God. Secondly, the foundation of the Word of God does not change over the time. Psalm 119 verse 89 says, "Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens." End of quote. 1 Peter 1:23-25 says, "The word of God, the Bible, is living and eternal. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord remains forever." End of quote. Thirdly, all the scripture, the Bible as a whole, is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. By reading, meditating, and obeying the scripture, you would be complete, equipped for every good work. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know many people draw their belief system from tradition, culture, reasoning, and feeling. However, you want me to base my beliefs based on the infallible, God-breathed scripture, the Bible. I commit myself to read and understand the scripture you sent from heaven and use it for teaching, reproof, correction, and training. Lord, make me complete and equipped for every good work by understanding and learning your word. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today. And for the rest of your life, may His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.